Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into a powerful message from the book of Joel. Specifically, we'll be exploring true repentance and God's unfailing love. The Bible verses for today are found in Joel chapter 2, verses 13 to 14. Rend your hearts, not your garments, and return to the Lord, your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love and relenting in punishment. Perhaps he will again relent and leave behind a blessing, grain offering, and libation for the Lord, your God.
Let's dive deeper into what true repentance really means. The phrase, rend your hearts, not your garments, from Joel 2:13 is a powerful call to authentic change. It's not about outward displays or superficial acts. True repentance is an inner transformation, a genuine change of heart. When we talk about rending our hearts, we're referring to a deep, sincere sorrow for our actions. It's about recognizing our wrongdoings and feeling a genuine desire to change. This goes far beyond just saying sorry or performing rituals. It's about a fundamental shift in our thinking and behavior. Sincere repentance requires honesty with ourselves and with God. It means examining our actions, motivations, and the impact we've had on others. It's about taking responsibility for our mistakes and committing to do better. This kind of repentance leads to real change, not just temporary remorse. Now, let's take a moment to explore God's incredible nature. The passage from Joel describes God as gracious, merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. These aren't just words, they're an invitation to experience his character firsthand. Think about it. God's grace means he gives us what we don't deserve. His mercy means he doesn't give us what we do deserve. And his steadfast love, that's a love that never wavers, no matter what. These qualities are the very reason we can confidently return to him. No matter how far we've strayed, God's arms are always open. His patience with us is endless, and his love is unconditional. This gracious nature of God isn't just comforting, it's transformative. It challenges us to reflect these qualities in our own lives and relationships. As we embrace God's grace and mercy, we're invited to extend the same to others. When we talk about repentance, we're really discussing an all-or-nothing decision. It's not about halfway measures or partial commitments. True repentance requires a full surrender to God, and that can be incredibly challenging. Why? Because it means letting go of our self-reliance and pride. We're naturally inclined to think we can handle things on our own, that we know best. But full surrender means acknowledging that God's wisdom surpasses our own. It's about laying everything at his feet, our successes, our failures, our dreams, and our fears. It's recognizing that we can't hold back even a small part of ourselves. This complete surrender can be daunting, but it's also liberating. When we fully yield to God, we open ourselves to his transformative power and boundless love. As we continue our exploration of true repentance, it's crucial to understand that this isn't a one-time event. Repentance is an ongoing journey, a continuous process of seeking God's guidance and allowing him to transform our lives. Each day presents new challenges and opportunities for growth. We must constantly assess our hearts, asking ourselves if there are areas we still need to surrender to God. This ongoing process requires humility and a willingness to change. It means being open to God's gentle corrections and promptings, even when they're uncomfortable. Remember, God is patient with us as we learn and grow. He doesn't expect instant perfection, but he does desire our sincere effort to align our lives with his will. So let's embrace this journey of repentance, knowing that each step brings us closer to the heart of God. True repentance is a powerful catalyst for inner transformation. When we fully surrender ourselves to God, we open our hearts to his refining work. This process aligns us with his desires for our lives, leading to profound change from the inside out. It's not just about saying sorry for our mistakes, it's about allowing God to reshape our thoughts, attitudes, and actions. As we yield to his guidance, we begin to see the world through his eyes and act with his love. This transformation isn't always easy or comfortable, but it's incredibly rewarding. We start to experience the joy and freedom that comes from living in harmony with our Creator's plan. Remember, God's love is unconditional and his arms are always open wide. By embracing true repentance, we position ourselves to receive his blessings and to become the people he created us to be. As we wrap up today's episode, let's remember the powerful message from Joel. True repentance is about more than just apologizing. It's about surrendering our whole being to God. It's an ongoing journey of transformation, requiring us to constantly reassess our hearts. Remember, God's love is endless and his arms are always open wide. Embrace this journey of true repentance and experience the joy and freedom that comes from aligning with God's desires for your life. Keep seeking him, keep surrendering, and may your heart always be open to his refining work.
Let's close with a prayer. Loving Jesus, we come before you with open hearts, seeking true repentance. Help us to rend our hearts, not just our outward actions, and surrender completely to you. Guide us in humility to recognize our wrongdoings and grant us the strength to change. Thank you for your endless grace, mercy, and steadfast love that welcomes us back no matter how far we've strayed. Transform our hearts, Lord, and lead us on the path of ongoing surrender to your will. In your loving name, we pray. Amen. Goodbye, friends, and thank you for our time together. May God's blessings be upon you always. Share this message of love and faith with friends and family, and let his light shine through you in all you do. Blessings to you.